Grandpa Still Remembers and Paul's Parables present stories by Auntie Winnie, my sister, who was a missionary in South Africa.
Hi, I'm Winnie. Here you are, stories about anything, written especially for kids in South Africa.
Beginnings, Episode 4. Ready for our story today? Let's hear it from a little lamb. My brother's story. On the morning I was born, my big brother told me, "I'm glad you're here. I'm already 1 year old. Abel, our shepherd, says I'm his very first lamb, so I'm special. But I can teach you lots." "Who's Abel?" "There, that tall, strong boy. He's our shepherd. He's Adam and Eve's second son, and he's nice. He will look after us and take us to the best grass." Abel came close and gathered me in his arms. He softly stroked my woolly coat. "Welcome to the world, little lamb." He put me on his shoulders, and we walked a long way, my brother stepping close to Abel's heels. Abel put me down by a stream. I dipped my head to drink and then jumped back. There are clouds in the water, and I saw another lamb. My brother laughed. "That's just you. Drink the water. It's fine. Didn't God make a fine world? Abel says it is filled with wonders." I drank the water, and it tasted as clear and blue as it looked. The grass tasted yummy and green. Later, when Abel sat and played his flute, my brother and I listened, eating bites of the good green grass near us. As we walked home, slowly because I still have very short legs, a big boy shouted at us from the middle of a field, "Keep those silly sheep out of my newly planted corn!" And Abel picked me up, and we moved on quickly. "That's Cain, Abel's big brother. He's not good to mess with. He can get very angry sometimes. You should keep away from him, little brother." That night, when I was afraid of the dark, my brother said, "Don't be frightened, little lamb. You'll be safe with Abel. Last year, he chased a lion off with rocks and whacked a wolf with sticks to keep me safe. And even if Abel is not here, God will always watch over you." Oh, listen, Abel is singing his song of safety. "All that I have is yours, O God, and everything I am. For you are able to keep me safe. You are able to guide me. You are able to welcome me home, living in love beside me. All that I have is yours, O God, and everything I am." Then Abel came over and patted my head. "Good night, little lamb." He turned to my brother. "And good night to you, though you aren't a little lamb anymore. Yet I love you as much as ever. No one could ever take your place, the firstborn of my flock, my very first lamb." And he gave my brother a big hug. Next day, Abel sat beside us at the stream. "I call you my firstborn," he said to my brother, "but you really belong to God. God gave you and so much more to me. To tell him thank you, I'm going to give you back to him." And that evening, on an altar in the high meadow, Abel gave my brother back to God. And God was pleased.
Abel said so. As he carried me home, he sang softly, "All that I have is yours, O God, and everything I am."
Suddenly, as we passed Cain's field, Cain stepped out from the darkness. His face was very angry.
"You think you are so special, offering your lambs to God. He likes them, and he didn't accept my vegetables."
He called Abel to come with him, and Abel set me down and told me to go on home. I watched the brothers disappear into the darkness.
That was the last time I ever saw Abel, for that night Cain did a terrible thing. He killed his own brother, and then he ran away.
Adam and Eve were very sad, until they had another son they called Seth. Eve told Seth stories about God in the garden, and they taught him to obey God. Listen again to hear about a very strange order Seth's great-great-great-grandson got from God. Bye for now.